Welcome to Travelled Writers Radio. We're here every Wednesday between 5 and 7pm live on Melbourne's J Air 88 FM, bringing the community to you. Travel Writers Radio is produced and presented by members of Palette, the professional association of lifestyle and travel writers. So thanks for sharing your time with us. We appreciate it. I'm your host, Graeme Kemlow. Tonight, my co-host is Rita Ehrlich. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Graeme. Hello, listeners.
Now, we're socially distanced for this co-hosted show. Rita's in her place and I'm in mine. Even though Melbourne is not locked down as it was, we are still choosing to work in the same manner. And we're happy to have your comments or questions by email to info@travelwritersradio.com. Thanks for your interest in our show via FM 88 in Melbourne and on social media. We're on most platforms. Just search for Travel Writers Radio, one word. Some of you listen via SoundCloud. Others use their favourite podcast player or an app such as TuneIn Radio to hear us live wherever you are in the world. Just dial in 88 FM on that app and you'll be on our new frequency in Melbourne. Rita.
Tonight we've got some more interesting stories on food, wine, travel and lifestyle. During her recent visit to Outback South Australia, Carolyn Jasinski met Ellen Litchfield, who's a vet, but she's also created a business selling special lamb sausages from Dorper sheep. Those sheep do really well grazing her family's huge property holdings out the back of Marie. Bridget Leslie speaks to Chilean biologist Marie Cecilia Godoy Ampuero, who's consulted for more than 30 years on issues of coastal management, natural resource management, artisanal fishing, indigenous communities, local development, women gatherers and fisherwomen. And Graeme Kemlow checks in with our Aussie expat Phil Brown, who lives in New York, about the final countdown to the US elections. Are the polls right? Or is there yet another twist in the tale before next Tuesday?
Then coming up in our second hour tonight on Travel Writers Radio, Adeline Ng speaks to Janet Deneef about the 2020 Ubud Writers Festival, which starts tomorrow in Bali, but it's a virtual event. We take you to the far east of Australia and also to the far west. I speak with David O'Malley, CEO of Australia's Coral Coast, which comprises 1,100 kilometres of beaches, deserts and coral reefs, including the world-famous Ningaloo Reef. Then our most easterly piece of Australia is historic Norfolk Island, former penal colony and part of the Mutiny on the Bounty story. I speak there with Administrator Eric Hutchinson. That's all coming up in Travel Writers Radio on J Air 88 FM.